But everybody wanted to see Joe Hendry take the belt. People started getting that feeling like, ooh, I think he's getting screwed again. He better not. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I am your host, Nick Pearl, and what is going on with Joe Hendry in TNA? He's gotten title opportunity after title opportunity, not just in TNA, but also in NXT. He is now 0-3 in world title matches. For being one of your top stars, and probably the biggest star in your entire company, how is he not your world champion? Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth, he's a great champ, don't get me wrong. He's really helped to build the prestige of that belt. But whenever TNA has someone that is so incredibly over, they somehow manage to take the long road and take all these twists and turns, and it just turns people off. Joe Hendry cannot have the type of build that Cody Rhodes had. People have been behind Joe for over a year already. I don't know what their end game is here for being one of the biggest shows of the year for TNA and not putting the belt on your biggest star. It blows my mind. He deserves this more than anybody in that entire roster. And now you got Kazarian, who he won basically a Royal Rumble type match, the Call Your Shot Gauntlet. He won that. He gets a big trophy that he can cash in at any point to go for any title that he wants. Kazarian was also the special guest referee for the Joe Hendry versus Nick Nemeth title match. So they're just adding all these extra things, saying Joe Hendry's not going to get it done. Or is he? You don't know. They don't even go out as the main event. This has been promoted as the main event of this show. Then, we have a triple main event, and you put this one on second to last. I'm not saying that the tag title match didn't deserve the main event spot, especially with the Hardys winning the TNA tag titles, which is a great moment for them. And I'm seeing them December 20th at House of Glory. You all better be there. But everybody wanted to see Joe Hendry take the belt. And by not having him come out as the main event, people started getting that feeling like, ooh, I think he's getting screwed again. He better not. Not only did you have Kazarian as the ref, you had JBL, of all people, John Bradshaw Layfield, come out. He's looking like Indiana Jones, doing whatever the hell he wants, clotheslining for people to hell. Don't know why he's going after Joe Hendry. Don't know why he's going after Nick Nemeth's brother. Does he have his eye on Nick Nemeth in the world title? It's definitely interesting, and I want to know what's going to come from it, especially because JBL's been showing up everywhere. He's having some type of career renaissance like we've never seen. But I don't want to see that at the expense of Joe Hendry. Joe Hendry should be the world champion. Now, the reasoning behind him not winning this belt, I could see it being maybe his contract expires in January. Which, if that's the case, I still would have given him a week or two run with the belt and then have KS cash in. You should have capitalized on all this momentum, but they didn't. Regardless of his contract status, if he's under contract for a longer period of time or his contract's up in January, you could have had the TNA world champion in the Royal Rumble. Now, we're probably still getting Joe Hendry in the Rumble. Depending on how the story goes, he could still win that belt. What I'm annoyed with is that they built this up twice. That this is Joe Hendry's time. This is Joe Hendry's time. In TNA. In NXT, he could have been the first non-contracted superstar to win a WWE championship in years. If not, he could have been the first one. The WWF days, that's a different story. But I'm talking now. The people would have gone crazy for it. TNA would have gotten more and more views. They do this to themselves. Whenever they have this big show, they have all the eyes on them. Let's throw a swerve. We don't want a swerve. We're tuning in for a certain reason. With all that being said, it was a great pay-per-view nonetheless. Definitely blew NXT Halloween Havoc out of the water. I just don't understand TNA's booking. And now you got two injuries coming out of this show. You got El Hijo del Vikingo, who I had the pleasure of watching wrestle. He got injured at the tapings, which I'm very upset about. He just came back. I hope it's nothing too serious. It kind of looked like it was his ankle. Not only Vikingo, but Chris Bey. He's a talent that I don't think should have re-signed with TNA. I think he should have been somewhere bigger. But he wants to grow his stock there. All the luck to him. He ended up getting injured and had to get stretchered out. He had some type of surgery done. I think it was on his neck. But I'm worried for him. TNA just had this big show, and now on the tapings, they have two injuries. It's like you can't get a win-win situation with them. And I love TNA. They're great. They've really done a lot to help build up their stock. But why aren't you belting these people up? Other than Joe Hendry, the only other guy that I could viably see winning that championship from Nick Nemeth is Mike Santana. And I would love to see that happen, especially after seeing him at House of Glory. There's a lot of connections with TNA and House of Glory, if you can't tell. He defeated Moose, and Moose is someone that I would love to see in WWE as well. I thought he was going to show up at NXT to take on Oba Femi, and then it was Alex Hammerstone, which is also a great surprise. They have all these big talents, all these high-level talents. Moose has had his time in the spotlight. Now's his time to help put over other talent. Mike Santana was that talent. If you've looked at the spoilers from the TNA tapings, if you haven't, you could skip over this part. All right, let's get into it. Moose is the new X Division champion after beating Mike Bailey. Where's the logic? How did Moose get this title shot? Mike Bailey, they just flip up. TNA doesn't make sense to me half the time. The matches are great. The pay-per-views are great. But what is the booking? Oh, I had to get all that off my chest. Oh, my God. So, yeah, Joe Hendry's not the TNA world champ. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to give it to him? Or are you going to let him just waltz off into WWE land? Joe Hendry's contract was allegedly up in January. Now there's reports that it's not up and it's up in the middle of the next year. But Jordan Grace's contract is up in January. So two of your biggest guys who lost in your main event level matches on this show are WWE bound. Great for the both of them. So that brings an end to this episode of the podcast. TNA, what are we doing? I wish I knew. I wish we all knew. For all the praise that TNA's been getting, it really gets equal hate, which is a shame. I'm just happy that it was a great pay-per-view. All the talent looked great. Hardys put on a banger in their ladder match. New champs, I'm excited for their run. I'm excited to see what happens with Nick Nemeth and JBL. I'm excited to see Macha Slamovich as the new TNA Knockouts champ. I'm excited for the future of their company. It's just, where does everybody else fit in? I feel like they only ever look months at a time. I don't want to see months at a time. I want to see down the line. You want to build your stock up. Who can get you there? Who can get you to that finish line? Just a missed opportunity. I hope it works out. I really do. But I've been your host, Nick Pearl. I'm just upset. I'm upset that I put my trust into this company and they're not giving me what I want to see. I'm not the only one. Well, let's keep rambling, everybody. I'll catch you all on the next one. And hopefully TNA figures their shenanigans out.